Harper Audio presents Black Fortunes, the story of the first six African Americans who escaped slavery and became millionaires, by Shamari Wills, read by Ron Butler. Introduction. I grew up hearing stories from my mother about Uncle Johnny, the millionaire. My great-great-uncle John Mott Drew, born in 1883, was a boisterous man with a hearty laugh who dressed in all-black three-piece suits and wore a white Panama hat on top of a head of wavy white hair. He was known for being frugal, despite his wealth, and gave the children in the family $2 bills and silver dollars for Christmas. Before he rose to millionaire status, John Drew was the son of a slave. His father, Napoleon Bonaparte Drew, was enslaved on a large plantation called Bellmead in Powhatan, Virginia. Napoleon had a zealous work ethic and an innate sense of self-confidence, which he passed down to his children. After emancipation, he bought a farm in 1897 near the plantation where he had been enslaved and became the first black person in Powhatan County to own property. In 1875, he rented out his farmland and Napoleon moved north to Darby, Pennsylvania, a suburb of Philadelphia, with his wife, three sons, and a daughter. When his children reached adulthood, Napoleon sold most of the land in Powhatan. "Take the money from my land and make something of yourselves," he told his children.